It's Susie and Ed driving you home this afternoon. Of course, don't forget, text Ed to 1895 1010 to keep him
so
in
much.
Dancing with the Stars to see some more
so
shenanigans.
Much.
Yeah, no, danced very well last night. That's not the problem here, Ed.
Thank you so much. Back, baby. Bottom three last night, so I need your votes.
No, bottom three.
No, I was no, bottom two, now
mate,
I'm bottom three, mate.
Mate,
text Ed to 1895 1010. Have you done it? Do it now.
No, I'm encouraging this. I'm the one who got the campaign going here at the network.
You've actually done a very big...
We're spending all our budget on voting for you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
I mean, I want a cab charge. You go, no, we've just used that money to vote for Ed. And I'm like, all right, well, I'll walk.
Okay.
Or get a train, which is good. Get public transport when you can.
You betcha.
Now, it was an emotional night on Dancing with the Stars, and Christian Wilkins danced beautifully, and that young man is absolutely announcing himself to the nation.
Yeah, you told me out of nowhere today. Did I tell you who I really like? And you said, I really like Christian Wilkins.
Yeah, because he's centred.
He's centred.
And his dad was there.
He smells lovely.
Richard was there last night. Christian danced to his younger self. And it made his father cry. And then at the end of the night, we're about to speak to Christian, but at the end of the night,
what?
And Christian will be listening to this, won't he? Yes. At the end of the night, you came on
and
you said this.
Now, I will say it's been an emotional night. A lot of people tell you beautiful stories about their family, and we've never said this publicly before, but now is the time. Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Wilkins is my father. I, too, am from the Wilkins bone. It runs deep.
Bit of fun.
Love you, Dad.
And then his
and
Christian, his actual son, is just there in the wings.
Yeah,
and
I've
then,
seen it. I've seen
then
it.
You took it further, and this went into a territory.
Hard left turn.
I'm not comfortable with, and we'll find out whether Christian's comfortable. You pashed Christian Wilkins. So listen how it went.
Christian, you had no idea, man. We totally shouldn't be pashing, man. I'm telling you. Come here. Ah!
I love it.
So the crowd went, oh, when you intimated that you were pashing your own brother.
Bit of fun.
And then you pashed someone who you claimed to be your brother.
Lot of fun.
Christian Wilkins, welcome to the show.
Here he is.
Thank you so much. I just want to start this by saying, Brother Ed, I miss you already.
I miss you already. We spent the day together today. It was a lot of fun.
Guys, it's sounding flirty, all right? And brothers, brothers can do what they like, but yeah. Brothers, some things brothers should not do. Christian? All right, so don't get dragged into Ed's world. Now,
admittedly, I was only 5 at the time, but I still fondly recall the 2000 Oscars when Angelina Jolie and her brother James passed.
Thank you so
much.
And
we were just so in that moment.
Exactly.
And it just took over.
I was James Jolie.
Do not bring Angelina Jolie into this.
I was James Jolie, and he was Ange.
Look, Ange can do whatever she likes, and I thought that was a good moment as well.
Yep.
But she's on another level to you two. At this point,
That's why I launched her, mate.
No, well, you're not the Jolie.
Susie, I understand that it's not every day that two iconic sets of siblings pash on TV, like the Jolies or the Wilkinses, but it happened again.
Exactly. Right.
Why can't you accept it?
All right. Well, I mean,
should be passing.
What have you done to this man?
Mate, we are intertwined now.
You need to break
up. It's like Twilight.
You need to break up with your brother, Ed Cavalier, all right? Christian,
it's like Edward and Bella levels.
No,
Edward and Bella. That's
it's
us.
Not Twilight.
There we go.
Christian, I'm me and my wife are so into you. It's incredible.
All right, here we go.
No, we're not into him like that.
Welcome.
We're into you with your grace. I've never seen a young man with such poise.
Oh, and you're saying that I'm not good enough for him, aren't you?
Yes, exactly what I'm saying. Christian, you can do a lot better than Ed Cavalier. You know, you're going to look outside your family and... No, you're doing good.
I think that clearly you've never been caught in the dreamy look of Ed Cavalier's eyes. Sorry, Ed Wilkins' eyes.
Whether he's a Wilkins or a Cavalier or whoever he is, I sit across from him and I'm not going to... I mean, look, he's married. Let's get to that. He's married.
There we go.
Ed is married.
I mean, he clearly has a thing for tall, statuous blondes. So
yeah, that's... That's my type.
We may have to get Tiffany into this, all right?
Ooh,
yes.
Get a thruple.
Well, I think you might get a... Who has got a black belt? What, she's 7 Dan that's, or something?
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, that will definitely be a new experience for me too.
Yeah. Right. There we go. It's been fun.
All right. I think we've cleared... I don't know what we've cleared up anyway. Good luck, Christian. Good luck.
Check out both the boys on Dance with the Stars back on Sunday. Oh, Susie and Ed. Driving you home.